Welcome back to Snap Judgment from PRX and NPR, the infamous episode. My name is Glenn Washington, and today on the show, we're digging into stories from people whose fame precedes them. And our next story never happened. At least, it hasn't happened yet. Join me, if you would, at the biggest, baddest box store in the land in the middle of the night. Snap Judgment.
Here at World, we put your shopping experience first.
There's a finger in housewares.
I don't ask what she means. I can't think of anything funny to say. I can never think of anything when I'm talking to Janine, because I'm in love with her. I'll check it out stat.
Stat?
Come on, man. None of this really matters since I don't have a chance in hell with her anyway. We work the graveyard shift at Worldmart, biggest store in the human world. We're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. For 8 hours every night, there are two of us in here minding the store, which is roughly the size of three city blocks.
Did you know that at Worldmart?
Take a left at the towel racks. It's right by the slow cookers.
You weren't kidding. That's definitely a finger.
I told you.
We should tell HQ.
I don't know. You call headquarters if you want to. I just want it to go away.
Okay. I go back to where the finger is. I pick it up and put it in my vest pocket.
Sign your family up for a family plan. Technology.
Where'd it go?
In my pocket.
Ew.
Sounds like it's in toiletries. Oh my God. Do you see that? Is that a woman? A zombie woman? Janine? But Janine's gone. I turn and see her flat out sprinting toward power tools, and now I'm alone, face to face with this woman. Zombie woman. She's older than Janine, closer to my age, maybe early 20s, missing a bit of her face, but otherwise sort of pretty in a melancholy way. Pretty zombie lady holds up two different tubes of lipstick, one blood red and one that's more of an earth tone. And then I understand. She wants my opinion. I step back, look at her skin, which I guess is sort of a grayish baloney color, and point to the earth tone tube. That one. Matches your blouse better. She's holding the lipstick in her right hand, which has a hole where the ring finger should be. I pull her digit out of my pocket and offer it to her. She takes it and jams it into the hole, and then sort of nods as if to say, thanks.
I'm in firearms. Stay low.
She's not going to hurt us.
What are you talking about? She's gonna eat us. She's gonna eat our brains.
No, I don't think so. That's not what she's doing here.
Then what is she doing here?
I think she's getting ready for a date.
What?
Wait, she's heading over to video games.
What's happening?
Our friend just discovered Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare. Gotta go.
Okay, hang on. I'm on my way.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, calm down. It's just a video game.
I'll shoot you!
Janine, stop!
She's a zombie, you idiot. She's gonna bite you and infect you or something. Isn't that how it works?
No, look. I know this sounds crazy, but she's not gonna do that.
How do you know that?
I just know. Just put the gun down, and we can figure this out. I put my hand on top of Janine's and slowly lower the gun. Her hand is warm and full of blood. Hey, would you like to see a movie on Thursday?
Are you asking her or me?
Looks like she's already seeing someone. I'm asking you.
Well, then, yeah. I would like to see a movie on Thursday.
Cool.
Whatever flicker of awareness I might have seen behind pretty zombie lady's eyes a moment ago isn't there anymore. She turns and drags herself toward the exit, and then, with the whoosh of the automatic double doors, she's gone.
Thank you, pretty zombie lady, for helping our man find the courage to ask Janine out. Justin Carter was our narrator. Melissa Bernias was the pretty zombie lady. And our own Eliza Smith played Janine. That story comes from Charles Yu's collection, Sorry, Please, Thank You. And for more information about Charlie and his amazing writing, visit us at snapjudgment.org. That piece is produced by Eliza Smith with sound design by Pat Macedi Miller.